Now for the erudite section of the satsang, where I read from Nisargadatta. And he then supplements what I just said in the last part. Maybe I should take my glass. Questioner: how can I be in my true state and lose my fear? Come on, Lakshmi. Come on. Come on. Hi. Hi, baby. You can come here. Come on. How can I be in my true state and lose my fear? Maharaj, you are already in your true state. Because of the mind, duality comes in, and therefore you are afraid. The association with the body and the mind is because of love for the body-mind. That is going to go away. Therefore, everyone is afraid of death. I gotta read this again. How can I be in my true state and lose my fear? You are already in your true state. Because of the mind, duality comes in, and therefore you are afraid. Because of the mind, you are afraid. The association with the body and mind is because of the love for the body-mind. That is going to go away, and therefore everyone is afraid of death. You see, this magic glue that we all talk about of love is also a trap. Love of the body-mind, of the I am. That is our primary motivation in everything. And that's all going to pass away. And because we know that it's going to die, we're afraid. The world is given to me. This is the question. The world is given to me by my senses. When you go beyond that state of I am-ness, do you experience the world? Maharaj, there is no question of going beyond. I was never born, will never die. In other words, I'm not part of the I am. I'm beyond the I am. Whatever is all the time. Going beyond is only an idea meant to remove all other ideas you have accumulated. You think about birth. Do you know anything about your birth? No, I do not know that I am born. I feel that I am really not born, and yet the world seems so real. Do not worry about the world. First start from here, the I am. And then find out what is the world. Find out the nature of this I. Why find out about the I which is not real? That's the question. Why find out about the I which is not real? And Maharaj responds, it is the seed from which everything comes out. If the seed is not there, the universe is not. How have you come into this so-called objective world? Here, everything will be wiped out. I invite you, in your own interest, to go home. To go home to yourself. To go beyond the I am. Find yourself in the absolute, resting in the absolute, which you always do anyway. But you don't see it because the world is so bewildering. And love takes you into the world and into the I and into the body. The world is given to me by my senses. When you go beyond the state of I am-ness, do you experience the world? To which Maharaj replies, there is no question of going beyond. I was never born. I've always been beyond. You're not going beyond. You are beyond. Right now. Only your mind makes you think that there is a going beyond. He says it's used as a a pointer to get rid of all other concepts. But really, there's no question of going beyond. I was never born. I will never die. Whatever is all the time. In other words, the absolute always was. And the I amness and all of consciousness springs from the absolute. So the universal consciousness is always here playing its games, having us various instantiations where a body appears to become conscious and plays a minor role of something or other. Going beyond is only an idea meant to remove all other ideas you have accumulated. You think about birth. Do you know anything about your birth? No, I don't know that I am born. I feel that I'm really not born, and yet the world seems so real. Do not worry about the world. First start from here, the I am, and then find out what is the world. Find out the nature of this I. Because when you look inside long enough, and you're dumb enough, and it takes many years, and you see that there's nothing that the I word points to, there's only emptiness, there's only nothingness, there's only space. It suddenly dawns. There's no world either. If the I isn't there, the world is not there. The world is something we project outside. We say this is outside, all of this is outside, while I am inside. And when the I disappears, the externality of the world disappears. It's not that the world ceases to exist, it's just that we see it's in us. The world is in us. We are greater than the world. We contain the world. There's no external existence. It's just me. I am the only one, as Buddha said. From the sky above to the earth below, I am the only one. This is all me. And yet in a deeper sense, it has nothing to do with me. In the ultimate sense, even this I amness and the consciousness that springs from the I amness and the consciousness that springs from the body is only temporary. It passes, as he says, and we're afraid of that passing because we identify with the body and the consciousness through love of the body and consciousness, through love of another person. But at heart, we have a deeper love. All of us have a deeper love. And that's for our home, knowing our true nature. This is the deepest love at the heart of a seeker. Who am I really? Am I this body with all of its energies and lusts and loves, with its hungers and fears? Am I my intellect, which is finding my way in the world, constantly judging, comparing, thinking, measuring, suffering? Am I all those fantastic panoply of feelings, especially of love, that's supposed to be the highest feeling, that's supposed to hold the universe together? Am I even that? Or does that too pass? Of course. Even for the greatest lover, love changes constantly. Changes colors, becomes motherly love, fatherly love, sibling love, lover love, all kinds of loves. And then it's gone, disappears every night for 6 or 7, 8 hours. Even the next day, even if we're a constant lover, it's not there for the other 16 hours. It varies. It has ups and downs, ins and outs, punctuated by rage, jealousy, and 100 other feelings. Is this real? Yeah, it's real in the sense of an experience. But it's not our deepest level of beingness. It's beyond beingness. It's that which perceives beingness. And in understanding that we are beyond this, beyond the I am, beyond the drama that we create every day and are immersed in every day, there's such peace and happiness. Peace so deep that even the ecstasies and the bliss of love cannot compare. They're like the foothills of true understanding, true knowledge. All those blissful ecstasies that filled the body with love, the movements of love and of bliss, pale in comparison to, as Robert said, the peace that surpasses understanding. I guess that's from the Bible. When we know we are the foundation of the universe, the entire universe does not exist without us. It's all contained within us. Okay. Let me see. Another less interesting one. I like that passage just now. It's so rich.